Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bruce Helmer's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce is a new friend. He's an award-winning financial advisor and co-founder of Wealth Enhancement Group, which is a financial advisory firm based out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, up there in the Land O'Lakes in Minnesota. He also has a radio program. How about that? And he does every weekend, and reaching out to the folks up there talking about financial planning. He's got a book that's out now. The second edition of a book he wrote a few years ago called Real Wealth: How to Make Smart Money Choices for What Matters Most to You. Bruce Helmer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show, Bruce. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on the success with your book and your radio show. And, you know, I was so impressed with all your credentials, and then it got to the point where the radio show, you have a radio show, so I had to take some off of there, of your, had to gig you for that a little bit there, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, you say in your book that post-2008, the way we think about wealth changed. We have a new normal. We all talk about the new normal in the marketplace these days, which is, you know, basically the new normal is working more for less. But what is the new normal for wealth post 2008?
Well, I think, you know, 2008 was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, most people listening to us this morning went through something very similar in 2002. So in 2002 and 2008, we went through two of probably the worst three recessions and market declines that the country's ever seen. Only mm-hmm. the 29 crash was worse. Mm-hmm. And I think it's forever changed the paradigm. I think, you know, people will never look at Wall Street, never look at invest in the stock market with the same level of trust and confidence again. I think behavior on Wall Street, the Bernie Madoffs, the AIGs of this world.
The John Corzine. How about John Corzine?
It's the
gift, so to speak, that keeps on giving when it comes to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and what happens is, so that stains the trust level. So good advisors, honest advisors, people like me or like I think I am, you know, you have to work a lot harder to establish trust with a client, because how do they know that I'm not the next Corzine or
right.
Madoff?
So right.
The world is different. People are different. They're less trusting, and you know, they lost, you know, 20, 30, 40% of their retirement savings twice in a six-year
right.
period of time. How can you not be changed?
Well,
by that?
And it's even worse than that to me, Bruce, because when we look at how Wall Street operates these days, I think that no one should ever use the word invest or investor on Wall Street anymore. Because there are no investors; it's all trading.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. I invest. You may invest, but to me, if you're an investor today, that's a euphemism for losing your money eventually. Am I right?
Well, we hope we can counsel people so that doesn't happen.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. You know, again, that's what I mean by a new normal. You know, it used to be not that many years ago, a 300-point swing in a day on the market, up or down, was a huge, huge story.
Right.
Today, that's almost standard operating procedure, and part of the reason why is what you just said. With technology and the ability to push a single button and
yeah.
make thousands of trades instantaneously.
And regular folks out here on Main Street, here's the thing, and I know you know this, Bruce, because you got clients like this. A small business owner works their backside off for 20 years, maybe, to finally get to the point where there's enough money left over after giving the company what it needs for you to have a little bit to go do something else with. But as you know, for years and years, every nickel you can get, you put back in the business. Finally, you get to the critical mass point where you can think about doing something else in another universe. And it's this hard-earned money that took so long and you took so hard. You know, now I'm going to go give that to Wall Street?
Yeah.
No, why don't I just go to Vegas? 100%. Why don't I just go to Vegas, Bruce?
Yeah, I get your point. I agree, and that's why, you know, when I talk about people's money working as hard for them as they did for it,
right?
You want to get to a point where you don't have to work that hard anymore. You don't, you know, guys that take a shower after work instead of before work deserve a chance to retire at some point in time. And so, you know, again, when you start off the segment talking about the radio show and the book and stuff, the thing is, Jim, I'm passionate about educating people and truly trying to help people. So I can do that one-on-one with individual clients, but I know not everybody in the world is going to be my client.
Right,
so I try to reach out in other ways with the radio show, with the book.
What are you telling your audience about what they should be doing with their money right now?
The message hasn't changed that much in that we always think you need to be broadly diversified. You need money in a lot of different, technical term here, Jim, stuff. You need stocks, you need bonds. You need real estate, precious metals. You need to keep some in your local bank in cash, even though they're paying you a low interest rate. You know it's safe there. And the other thing we always tell people is you got to look at your money with time horizons. You got to have some money that's short term. That's probably the money that sits in the bank with no risk of principal.
But that's advice you could have given us 30 years ago, Bruce.
That's true. That part has not changed.
What's the new stuff?
The new stuff that's changed is the way we look at risk. That's a great question, Jim. Very, very astute. Typically, an investor looks at risk and they say, okay, I need to diversify, so I need to have some money in stocks and some money in bonds. And I know I'm diversified because I looked at my pie chart, and it's got a lot of different colors in it and different percentages, so that tells me I'm diversified. But listen, if I owned Enron stock and an Enron bond, that's not diversified because I have company risk in the same company. And, oh, by the way, the company went under and doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we measure risk differently today. We measure risk by company risk. And it's not enough just to diversify into stocks and bonds, but you have to have enough different stocks and bonds in enough different companies. So if company A goes under and you had some stocks...
So do you like the ETFs?
I do like ETFs.
Yeah.
They're cheaper. They're more real-time
trading. Remind the audience what that means.
ETF is an exchange-traded fund, and it's different than a traditional mutual fund in that you get real-time pricing, and there's less overhead and cost in there. And that's another difference.
And you can customize them a little bit more, too, can't you?
Absolutely. And that's, when you ask what's different today, that's one of the things
that's
different.
Isn't that one of the best tools for a non-professional trader to invest in equities?
I think it is, and even pros like us are using them to build the portfolios more and more now rather than mutual funds.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to ask Bruce about real estate when we come back, because you know how I feel about real estate and some other topics. Bruce Helmer, ladies and gentlemen, his book is called Real Wealth, just out now, 10:20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.